Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Yom Rabbi Ram Goldar and today we're Zechus Menachos Daf Ein, the sixth Perek Rabbi Yishmael. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, Rava asked, if one harvested stalks of grain and separated Maisa from them, and then replanted them and they increased in size, what is the halacha? This question follows the one on the previous Daf about whether we follow the Iker, the original root, even when it results in a kula or only as a chumrah. Assuming we do not follow the Iker for Akua, and this new growth would require separating Miser, does the Iker also require separating Miser a second time, and is it considered part of the new grain? Although wheat and barley is always planted after Miser is removed, and the entire new crop requires removing Miser, that is Davar Shezara Kala, something whose seed decomposes like grain kernels, where the entire crop is a new entity. Rava's question concerns replanted stalks which do not decompose, but continue to grow. The Gemara suggests resolving this question from Rabbi Yochanan's ruling that a litra of onions, which were replanted after removing Miser, require separating Miser lefikul, according to its entirety, including the original litra. However, the Gemara argues that there, ainu zriya so, that is its ordinary manner of planting, and even the original onion is considered part of the new crop. Rava's question concerned grain stalks, which are not normally replanted. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hachitin, wheat, Hasaorin, barley, Vakusmin, spelt, Vashibula, shual, oats, Vashifon, and rye, Hari Elo, Chayavim, Bechala. They are all obligated in removing Chala from their dough, and would start from Zeh, Mzeh, and they combine with one another for this obligation. They are forbidden to be eaten as Chadish before the Omer, and are forbidden to be harvested before Pesach, as the Gemara will explain. A Braisa teaches that spelt is a subspecies of wheat, and oats and rye are a subspecies of barley. Thus, when the Mishnah taught the five grains combine with each other, it refers to these species combining with each other. The Mishnah implies that orez, rice, and dochan, millet, are not subject to challah at all, which is derived from a gezerah shava of lechem lechem from matzah. Rice and millet are not valid as matzah because a hekesh with chametz teaches that only dvarim habayim lidei chimutz, things which can come to leavening, adam yotze behen yedei chovasu bepesach, a person can fulfill his matzah obligation with him on Pesach. Rice and millet, which do not come to chimutz, but to sirkon, spoiling cannot be used for matzah. And point number three was taught in the Braisa, tvua, v'kamachim, v'betzekos, mitzdarfim ze im ze, kernels of grain, flour, and dough combined with one another. Rav Kahana says this means that one who eats a kazayis of chadash combined from these three types of food is liable to malchus. Rav Yosef says it refers to chametz on Pesach, that eating a combined kazayis of these three incurs karas. Rav Papa says it means that one who eats a combined kazayis from these three of meiser sheni outside Yerushalayim incurs malchus. Rava says it refers to food tumah, which requires a kabea of food. The Gemara explains that the Braisa is teaching that just as flour and dough do not contain husks, the grain of barley which combines for tumah excludes its husks. This is supported by a Braisa which states that wheat combines for tumah whether it's kalufa, peeled or not, but only peeled barley combines for tumah, not unpeeled barley. Although another Braisa teaches that even unpeeled barley combines for tumah, that refers to lachus, moist husks. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rava asked, if one harvested stalks of grain and separated Miser from them, and then replanted them and they increased in size, what is the halacha? This question follows the one on the previous daf about whether we follow the Iker, the original root, even when it results in a kula or only as a chumrah. Assuming we do not follow the Iker for a kula, and this new growth would require separating Miser, does the Iker also require separating Miser a second time, and is it considered part of the new grain? Although wheat and barley is always planted after Miser is removed, and the entire new crop requires removing Miser, that is Davar Shezara Kala, something whose seed decomposes like grain kernels, where the entire crop is a new entity. Rava's question concerns replanted stalks which do not decompose, but continue to grow. The Gemara suggests resolving this question from Rabbi Yochanan's ruling that a litra of onions, which were replanted after removing Miser, require separating Miser lefikul, according to its entirety, including the original litra. However, the Gemara argues that there, ainu zriya so, that is its ordinary manner of planting, and even the original onion is considered part of the new crop. Rava's question concerned grain stalks, which are not normally replanted. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hachitin, wheat, Hasaorin, barley, Vakusmin, spelt, Vashibula, shual, oats, Vashifon, and rye, Hari Elo, Chayavim, Bechala. They are all obligated in removing Chala from their dough, and would start from Zeh, Mzeh, and they combine with one another for this obligation. They are forbidden to be eaten as Chadish before the Omer, and are forbidden to be harvested before Pesach, as the Gemara will explain. A Braisa teaches that spelt is a subspecies of wheat, and oats and rye are a subspecies of barley. Thus, when the Mishnah taught the five grains combine with each other, it refers to these species combining with each other. The Mishnah implies that orez, rice, and dochan, millet, are not subject to challah at all, which is derived from a gezera shava of lechem lechem from matzah. Rice and millet are not valid as matzah because a hekesh with chametz teaches that only dvarim haboyim lidei chimutz, things which can come to leavening, adam yotze behen yedei chovasu bepesach, a person can fulfill his matzah obligation with him on Pesach. Rice and millet, which do not come to chimutz, but to sirchun, spoiling cannot be used for matzah. And point number three was taught in the brayse ha-tvua, v'kamachim v'batzekos, mitztarfim ze im ze, kernels of grain, flour, and dough combined with one another. Rav Kahana says this means that one who eats a kazayis of chadash combined from these three types of food is liable to malchus. Rav Yosef says it refers to chametz on Pesach, that eating a combined kazayis of these three incurs karas. Rav Papa says it means that one who eats a combined kazayis from these three, a meiser sheni, outside Yerushalayim incurs malchus. Rava says it refers to food tumah, which requires a kabeah food. The Gemara explains that the Braisa is teaching that just as flour and dough do not contain husks, the grain of barley which combines for tumah excludes its husks. This is supported by a Braisa which states that wheat combines for tumah whether it's kalufa, peeled or not, but only peeled barley combines for tumah, not unpeeled barley. Although another Braisa teaches that even unpeeled barley combines for tumah, that refers to lachuz. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Ayin, and our standard Simon is an eye doctor. An eye doctor. So here goes. While the kids in the eye doctor's waiting room watched a fascinating video of a farmer who separated maiser from stalks of grain and then replanted them, asking a rabbi how much maiser he must take since they increased in size, the eye doctor had one patient read the Challah Chadash eye chart featuring the five types of grain, while he tested another patient's eye-hand coordination by combining grain, flour, and dough into kazayis, which can make one chai for Chadash Chametz and eating maiser sheni outside Yerushalayim. Once again, slow motion. While the kids in the eye doctor's waiting room, eye doctor, that must be on Daf Ayin. While the kids in the eye doctor's waiting room watched a fascinating video of a farmer who separated maiser from stalks of grain and then replanted them, asking a rabbi how much maiser he must take since they increased in size, which reminds us, Rava asked, if one harvested stalks of grain and separated maiser from them, and then replanted them and they increased in size, what is the halacha? This question follows the one on the previous daf about whether we follow the ikar, the original root, even when it results in a kula, or only as a chumrah. So while the kids in the eye doctor's waiting room watched a fascinating video of a farmer who separated maiser from stalks of grain and then replanted them, asking a rabbi how much maiser he must take since they increased in size, the eye doctor had one patient read the Challah Chadash eye chart featuring the five types of grain, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye are all obligated in removing challah from their dough, umitztarfim ze im ze, and they combine with one another for this obligation. They are forbidden to be eaten as chadash before the Omer and are forbidden to be harvested before Pesach. So while the kids in the eye doctor's waiting room watched a fascinating video of a farmer who separated maiser from stalks of grain and then replanted them, asking a rabbi how much maiser he must take since they increased in size, the eye doctor had one patient read the Challah Chadash eye chart featuring the five types of grain, while he tested another patient's eye-hand coordination by combining grain, flour, and dough into a kazayas, which can make one chai for Chadash Chametz and eating maiser sheni outside Yerushalayim, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that kernels of grain, flour, and dough combine with one another. Rav Kahana says, this means that one who eats a kazayis of chadash combined from these three types of foods is chai malchus. Rav Yosef says, it refers to chametz on Pesach, that eating a combined kazayis of these three incurs malchus. Rav Papa says that it means that one who eats a combined kazayis from these three of maiser sheni outside Yerushalayim incurs malchus. Rava brings another opinion regarding tumah. So once again, while the kids in the eye doctor's waiting room watched a fascinating video of a farmer who separated maiser from stalks of grain and then replanted them, asking a rabbi how much maiser he must take since they increased in size, the eye doctor had one patient read the Challah Chadash eye chart featuring the five types of grain, while he tested another patient's eye-hand coordination by combining grain, flour, and dough into a kazayis, which can make one chai for chadash, chametz, and eating maiser sheni outside Yerushalayim. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach chazara. Daf Samach Vav. So the Siman Daf Samach Vav is a tailor sewing. So here goes. The tailor who sewed tailor sewing? That must move on Daf Samach Vav. The tailor who sewed an elaborate sphere chart, counting the days and the weeks, which reminds us, Abai said regarding Sfiras HaOmer, mitzvah l'minei yomi, mitzvah l'minei shvuei. It's a mitzvah to count days, and it's a mitzvah to count weeks. The Rabban Ravashi's yeshiva counted the days and counted the weeks. However, a Maimar only counted the days, but did not count the weeks. He explained that after the Churban, the base of Mikdash, when the Omer is no longer offered, Zecher l'Mikdashu, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is only kept as a remembrance for the Mikdash in counting just the days, suffices. So the tailor who sewed an elaborate spirit jar counting the days and the weeks was very proud of his custom pouch he sewed for the shiny iron pipe used to roast the barley kernels for the omer, making them kali. Which reminds us, Gemara brings about Chokas, how the barley for the omer was toasted. The Chachamim say the barley was first threshed, which was done with soft reeds and stems so the kernels would not be crushed. The kernels were then placed in an avuv, a copper pipe to be toasted, which was manukav, perforated, kadeshi aur shalot bakula, so that the fire would have power over all of it. So the tailor sewed an elaborate spirit jar, counting the days and the weeks, was very proud of his custom pouch he sewed for the shiny iron pipe used to roast the barley kernels for the omer, making them kali, and his miruach hekdesh pater tags that he made for the remainder of the barley not used for the omer. Which reminds us, the mission concluded, Hashar nifta v'necho kol adam. The remainder of the barley flour, which was not used for the omer, is redeemed and may be eaten by anyone, and it's subject to the challah obligation, but exempt from meiser, since it was owned by Hekdesh during Miruch, the smoothing of the grain piles. Rabbi Kiva says it's subject to meiser as well. Daf Samach Zayin. So the simon Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here it goes. The bachrim at the sizzling barbecue. Sizzling barbecue? That must be more on Daf Samach Zayin. The Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah, which reminds us, Rava asked Gilgal of the Chochavim, what is the halakha about mixing of dough what belonged to an idolater with regards to exempting it from challah? So the Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah were horrified when they heard a wealthy family at the next picnic table falsely claim they bought large quantities of produce from a nachri to avoid taking meiser. Which reminds us, meiser is required when the Rabban in a case of meiruach akum as a gezer because of bali kisim, wealthy people who might falsely claim they purchased large quantities of produce from idolaters to avoid taking meiser. So the Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah were horrified when they heard a wealthy family at the next picnic table falsely claim they bought large quantities of produce from a nachri to avoid taking meiser. While they were waiting for a bachur to return from the marketplace, which was full of flour from the new crop on the same day the omer was brought. Which reminds, the Gemara tells us that the shuk in Yerushalayim was full of new grain immediately after the omer was brought, and there's a malchokas if that was Beretzon Chachamim, in accordance with the will of the sages. Daf Samaches. So the Simran Daf Samaches is Schach. So here goes. The man who confused sukkahs with Pesach and came into the sukkah with Schach. Schach? That must be on Daf Samaches. The man who confused sukkahs with Pesach and came into the sukkah with schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat chadash today, which reminds us, Gemara discusses, when does chadash become permitted? So the man who confused sukkahs with Pesach and came into the sukkah with schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat chadash today was told that besides from being the wrong month, since it's chutzlarts, he would have to wait until the end of the 17th, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses eating chadash and chutzlarts when there's a safek if it has become permitted. So the man who confused sukkahs with Pesach and came into the sukkah with schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat chadash today was told that besides for being the wrong month, since it's chutzlarts, he would have to wait until the end of the 17th. As the kids were hanging a poster explaining that a mincha brought from chadash before the shtei alechem is kosher, but before the omer, it's not. Which reminds us, menachos brought from chadash before the omer are invalid, but before bringing the shtei alechem, they are valid. Daf Samach Tes. So the simon Daf Samach Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep for the simon. So here goes. When the passerby saw the chimney sweep, that must be more on Daf Samach Tes, soot. When the passerby saw the chimney sweep using his brushes to cover kernels that were harvested and replanted before the omer, which reminds us, Rava asked, Chitim Vizar Makarka, regarding wheat kernels, which one planted in the ground, does the omer permit them or not? The Gemara explains that the kernels were harvested and replanted, and the omer was offered before they took root. Can they be taken out and eaten? Are they as if they were thrown into a container and the omer permits them? Or perhaps he subordinated them to the land and they're considered plants, so the omer can only permit them after they take root? The question is asked regarding two other halachos. So when the passerby saw the chimney sweep using his brushes to cover kernels that were harvested and replanted before the omer complimented him on his basket, the chimney sweep thought to himself if he would only know that it was from palm fibers that were eaten by an elephant, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the case of an elephant that swallowed palm fibers and expelled them, and they were made into a basket. The Gemara asks, is this considered equal digestion, in which case the basket would be completely glowing, like utensils made of dung, which are not susceptible to tumah, even with the Rabbanan, or is it not considered equal? So when the passerby saw the chimney sweep using his brushes to cover kernels that were harvested and replanted before the Omer complimented him on his basket, the chimney sweep thought to himself if he would only know that it was from palm fibers that were eaten by an elephant, while he used the basket to catch kernels falling from the clouds to use for the shtei lechem, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asks, chitin shiardim ba'avim mahu, wheat kernels which descended from the clouds with the rain, what is their halach? Rashi explains the clouds took up water from the ocean and swept up a ship full of wheat. The Gemara explains that they can certainly be used for ordinary menachos, and Rabbi Zera's inquiry was about using them for the shtei lechem. When the Torah required that the shtei lechem should be brought mimoshvosechem, from your dwelling places, was it only excluding wheat from chutzlarts, but wheat from clouds may be used, or must it literally come from your dwelling places, and even wheat descended from clouds are invalid for the shtei lechem? Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which step discussed regarding wheat kernels which one planted in the ground, whether the Omer permit them or not? That's on Daf Samachtes. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do we Malkokas if Shiraim of the Omer is subject to Meiser? That's on Daf Samachvav. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do we discuss one who separated Meiser from stalks of grain and then replanted them? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you know that the challah obligation can be easily evaded as opposed to meiser? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss the 5 grains which are subject to challah and chadash, excluding orez and dochen? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you know that menachos from chadash brought before the Omer are invalid, but if they're brought before the shtei lechem, they are valid? That's on daf Samaches. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you know that the marketplace in Yerushalayim was full of new grain immediately after the Omer was brought? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss when does Chadash become permitted? That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you know that grain, flour, and dough combine with one another? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf to discuss bring the Omer from nearby grain and the mice where it was once brought from Gagos Tsrifim? That's on Daf Samach Dalet. Excellent. That was today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.